deep tissue. Catherine was determined not to lose the momentum. "Okay, I think I see the underlying problem." Jeff smiled and responded sarcastically, but in a nice way.
"Really?"
Catherine laughed. "Pretty observant of me, huh? Anyway, when I talk about focusing on results instead of individual recognition, I'm talking about everyone adopting a set of common goals and measurements, and then actually using them to make collective decisions on a daily basis." Seeing that they weren't going to cede the obvious point easily, Catherine decided to shift back toward a more questioning approach. "How often did you all talk about moving resources from one department to another in the middle of the quarter in order to make sure that you could achieve a goal that was in jeopardy?" The looks on their faces said, "Never." "And how disciplined were you during meetings about reviewing the goals in detail and drilling down on why they were or weren't being met?" She already knew the answer. Jeff explained, "I'd have to say that I just considered it Mikey's job to do marketing, Martin's to develop products, JR's to make sales. I would pitch in whenever I could, but otherwise I let them be accountable for their own areas, and I dealt with their issues on a one-on-one basis whenever I could." Catherine went back to the sports analogy, hoping this would get through to them. "Okay, imagine a basketball coach in the locker room at halftime. He calls the team's center into his office to talk with him one-on-one about the first half, and then he does the same with the point guard, the shooting guard, the small forward, and the power forward, without any of them knowing what everyone else was talking about. That's not a team. It's a collection of individuals." And it was clear to everyone in the room that this was exactly what the Decision Tech executive staff was. Catherine was smiling in disbelief, as if to say, "I can't believe that I have to tell you this." In a more patient tone, she said, "All of you, every one of you, are responsible for sales, not just JR. All of you are responsible for marketing, not just Mikey. All of you are responsible for product development, customer service, and finance. Does that make sense?"